Lost You is the new novel from Helen Beck. Helen Beck is the open pseudonym of Stuart Neville, who we know best, I suppose, from The 12 and the Jack Lennon mysteries, as well as the Serena Flanagan mysteries that came subsequent to that. Declan Burke has been reading the Helen Beck novel and he's with me in studio. Now, just remind us of what did Stuart Neville achieve? I suppose it was particularly with The 12 and that series of Jack Lennon novels. He really opened up a new type of crime writing, I think, for Northern Ireland. That's safe to say, isn't it?
He really did. He may not have been the first to kind of write contemporary novels that were rooted in the Troubles era, but he certainly was the one that went kind of stratospheric, particularly with The 12, as you suggest. It won the LA Book Times Crime Awards the year it came out. When it was published in the States, and it wasn't just a thriller set contemporary, you know, and the Troubles, etc. It also had a supernatural / gothic quality to it. But yeah, it really marked Stuart Neville as a real presence. But what's been really interesting about him since is that, you know, the Jack Lennon novels, as you suggest,
they Jack Lennon was at the heart of the 12, and a few of the, there were three or four out.
There was a loose trilogy.
Yeah,
and he was the kind of central character. But then he also wrote a spy thriller set in the 60s about Nazis operating in Ireland, and he moved on to the Serena Flanagan, which were kind of more police procedural based, and then he moved on to this Helen Beck material, which is much more stripped down hard-boiled thriller material, which the first of which was published in 2017 with Here and Gone.
And is it, are we still in Northern Ireland?
Oh no, the Here and Gone was set in Arizona, and it was about a woman who was on the run for an abusive husband whose children are stolen from her. And the new one, Lost You, is set in Florida.
All right, so an American market, obviously, in his mind here. And the success, particularly of The 12, I think, probably is what opened up that international market to him. Are they totally independent then, Here and Gone and Lost You? Do we have a common character?
No, two separate standalones, absolutely, yeah. Similar in style to start with. Initially, as I say, that Here and Gone was about a woman who was on the run from an abusive husband and her children are stolen from her. Brilliant stripped-down thriller, one of the best crime novels I'd read in 2017. This Lost You starts out in a very similar way. We have a character called Libby who is just about to publish her debut psychological suspense novel, has earned herself a vacation, so she heads off to Florida herself and her three-year-old son, Ethan. While they're there, the second or third night they're there, Ethan is fascinated with the elevator buttons. He keeps pressing them. He walks into an elevator while she's not watching, presses a button and disappears. And a few minutes later, on the CCTV cameras, they see Ethan exiting the elevator and being spoken to by a woman who is very similar to Libby, and then he disappears. So we have a similar setup to Lost You.
But the missing child is essentially at the heart of this. All right, Libby, you've given us a sense of who she is. You're talking about this being a locked room mystery. So where are we stuck?
Well, it's the Casa Rosa complex is where Libby decides to take her vacation, and the idea is that it's because it is a kind of a confined area that it's, you know, because she's a bit of a helicopter parent. She's a single mom. She really needs to.
Should have been watching him when he went into the lift now, shouldn't she? Or the elevator, as she would have been called.
By the sounds of things, one of the very few slip ups that Libby has made, because she's an incredibly conscientious parent, and this is why she has chosen this area. You know, there are security guards. There's a thousand rooms. We're told this twice. There is 18 acres of manicured, and we're told all this twice. So anyone who reads a thriller goes, okay, so he's setting us up for something here. There's going to be a specific area that can be searched, in which a child can be hidden for a number of days, even perhaps. That will be, you know, the action will be very intense and very claustrophobic. But this is all part of Stuart has kind of executed a classic bait and switch, as they call it in the thriller genre, where you start off by, you know, pretending to be telling one kind of story, and suddenly you flip everything around and the reader finds himself in a completely different story entirely.
And do you spoil it if you tell us what that flip around is?
I don't think so. It happens very quickly. I think, in fact, that Stuart is probably playing games with his Helen Beck pseudonym, because maybe people were expecting another straightforward thriller as we got with Here and Gone, which was terrific, as I said. But what this story offers is not a kind of classic thriller motif. There is a second woman involved, because the novel actually begins with a woman standing on a hotel ledge with a three-year-old child in her arms. and about to jump. And because chapter two starts with Libby, we tend to assume that the first woman was in fact Libby too, but that's not the case. We're quickly introduced to Anna, who, and again, we're very quickly told that she was the surrogate for Libby when the baby was, because Libby was unable to conceive, Libby and Mason, her husband. So suddenly we have two women are in the picture, and we very quickly realise that the woman who now has Ethan is Anna.
His birth mother.
Yes, indeed. Or is she?
He's playing with us.
He kind of is, but and that sounds like kind of a classic thriller setup. But what's fascinating for me and what I really enjoyed about it, this is a thriller that's not about slam, bam, wham, bam. You know, there's no helicopters and then so forth. This is really rooted. It's a psychological thriller, and it's about the experience of motherhood and when that is threatened, when it is poisoned and so forth, the effect that that can have on a person. So it's really mature material for a thriller, and I was very impressed, totally unexpected and hugely impressed by it.
But you're worried, or I don't know if it's a worry on your part, you're talking about potentially that Stuart Neville stroke Hayley Beck is on dangerous ground here. Why do you say that?
Well, I, from my point of view, because I have been known to pen a book or two in my own time, I would be very wary of getting involved in this material, because it sounds like, on a very superficial reading, it sounds as if Stuart or Hayley Beck can be saying that, you know, surrogacy drives you insane, it develops psychosis and so forth. That's not what's going on. What, you know, the story is that he's not, you know, making broad statements about surrogacy,
like
absolutely.
Yeah.
He's talking about two characters who are specifically scarred by their experiences previous to becoming pregnant, and this is what feeds into their experience of surrogacy. And actually, Stuart, at the end of the hour, Hayley Beck at the end, says, "Lost You is a work of fiction. It should not in any way be perceived as an attack on the idea of surrogacy." And, you know, I think it's decent of him to have said that. I think you would need to be a little bit obtuse not to understand that he's writing about specific characters and not the idea of surrogacy itself.
So overall, what did you think here?
I really liked it. As I said, it's a different kind of thriller to Here and Gone. I would have been absolutely pleased to read another version of that, because it was brilliantly done. Stuart's a terrific thriller writer, and the fact that he's kind of gone deeper and broader into a much more emotionally rich kind of thriller, that really impressed me. I think it'll be one of the most, if you pick this one up, one of the most interesting thrillers you'll read this summer.
And funny now, we both at a certain point stopped saying Hayley Beck and referred to it as Stuart Neville.
Sure.
What do you think he wants from using a pseudonym here? What does Hayley Beck give him that he can't do as Stuart Neville? I know it's hard to read his mind.
Possibly there's a couple of things. I mean, for one, you know, it's a different setting. He set this in, you know, both of them are set in America, and they're both kind of more straightforward thrillers than, we'll say, the more historically rich novels of the Stuart Neville ones. And also, maybe as a writer himself, he needs for his own sake to adopt this persona in order to be able to write this kind of book.
So it's a kind of a freeing up mechanism.
I would think so.
Worthwhile, in your opinion?
I think so. Thumbs up, definitely.
Right. Lost You, perhaps, by Hayley Beck, is the book that Declan Burke has been talking to us about. It's published by Harville Sec.